Hi, Francis. It's Michael again. Are you okay?
Yeah, my phone just got cut off there.
Yeah, it's no problem. So I've got, obviously, are you on any anti-anxiety medication from your GP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm on Cetraline, 150 milligrams.
Okay.
And propranolol, someone named that's beta blockers.
Is it, yeah? Am I okay to write to your GP, Francis? You give me permission. It's obviously all of this has been a result of obviously seeing your anxiety. Of your time in care and being taken away from your parents and stuff like that.
Yeah, but as I say, that it's not all down to that. Other things in life have happened, you know. That's a kind of big one that,
you know. Yeah, of course.
I don't understand why they had to do that. And like, but then I don't know the full truth of what went on either. You know, I don't know. I never questioned it, like, you know, why did we go away or whatever. It was just, this lady came and she took us and left us.
If I get you that information, Francis, do you want that information? Because I may be able to get you it. If they do have that information, I will get you it. That's obviously, that's your journey, that's your story.
Yeah.
That's your information. I will give you it. So what I'll do is I'll speak to your GP by email, and I'll also speak to the local authorities in Kilmarnock about your time in Nazareth.
Is it still going?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It may be, but your local authority will have records of you being in care. They should hold records for Nazareth House. Even if that was it's a government-funded institution. So I'll then get all of the information, and then I'll present it to you, and then me and you will then go through your statement. If you don't want to go through with me, if you're more comfortable going through with a female colleague, but that's entirely up to you. And then what we'll do is we'll submit that claim then to Scottish Redress. All we've done at the minute is applied, Francis. We've told them that. All we've done with Scottish Redress at the minute is just gave them notice that we're going to claim for you. We've told them that we're gathering information and then we're going to come back with a full claim for you.
Right.
So that'll take me a little while, Francis. Obviously, to get the information from your doctor and from the local authorities. Is there anything else or anyone else you think any sort of police issue involvement? Any psychotherapy, that we can relate to your time in care?
No. No, there wasn't any police or anything. No,
okay.
It was not like that.
Did you run away
just...
at all or anything? Did you try and run away and police brought you back or anything like that?
No.
It doesn't matter.
No.
It's just...
No.
If I can
no,
get
I'd have been too young. Do you know what I mean? I was only...
How old was you for Memphis?
I was about 6 or 7. 6, 7-ish. I would have been 7, I think, because I missed my Holy Communion and I had to make Holy Communion a year later. So I think I was 7. Yeah. So there was 5 of us.
Okay.
2 brothers and 3 girls, and me and one of the boys get took to Kilmarnock, and then the other 3, my 2 sisters and my brother, they get took to Aberdeen. So we didn't only get taken away from my mum and dad, we actually get split up as well.
Yeah, of course, that would have added to the song over there. And how was their time in care? Did they suffer, similarly?
They don't talk about it.
Okay. Well, let's help you first, and if needs be, if they want any help further on down the line, I can help them.
All day.
Can I take your GP's details, please?
Yeah. It's Dr. Cooley.
Dr. Julie.
Cooley, K-H-O-U-L-Y. K-H.
Yeah, O-U-L-Y.
O-U-L-Y.
Okay.
And it's at Pollock Health Centre.
One more time, please, Francis.
Pollock Health Centre.
And whereabouts is that?
In Pollock.
In Pollock, okay.
In Glasgow, yeah.
Glasgow, okay. So I'll write to them, I'll write to the local authorities, I'll come back to you, we'll go back through all of your statements again, and we'll submit your claim. What'll happen then is, Francis, you'll get a what they call a panel date, so that's like a ruling. We will get an offer, hopefully. We'll either accept or reject that offer, and then you know, hopefully it'll lead to you getting some substantial funds.
Okay, no bother.
So just to let you know, Francis, obviously that's going forward. I just need to know that you understand how you got here, my fee, our law firm's fees and the fee structure. You still can apply to Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm, but that's entirely up to you. There are other law firms out there that get paid by Scottish Redress or by the Scottish Government, and they will only charge, they get paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government. What we do is we'll enter into a JV or a private fee agreement with you on a no-win, no-fee. And why we do that is we have skin in the game with you. We want to try and get you the most amount of money as we possibly can, which is why we do all the investigations. We write to local authorities, your GPs. So it's a genuine no-win, no-fee. You'll never be in debt to us if you don't win. And the max you'll ever pay is 20%, and that's including any VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20%. Do you have any questions on them fees or them funding options?
I'm not really sure about things like this.
Okay. I mean,
I'm not really clued up on things like this.
Okay, do you want to take some advice? Do you want to speak to somebody first? You don't need to give me a decision now.
Yeah.
So if you have a chat with somebody, like I said,
yeah,
we've got a private fee agreement. It's a genuine no win, no fee.
Right. Okay.
We will do everything we can. Obviously, if you don't earn, we don't earn. The more you earn, the more we earn. You'll never owe us any money if you don't win.
Yeah.
So that's one funding option. The other option is you go with another law firm who gets paid by the Scottish Government. £2,000. That's whether, you know, you could trust that scheme. I'm not sure. That's entirely up to you. Or you can actually do it yourself without the weight of a law firm. So you can continue
with
me. You can continue with me under our fee agreement. You just need to let me know.
Right, okay. Can you get back to me then?
Yeah, you tell me when?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What time suits you?
About 3:00.
Okay. I'll put you in the diary for a call at 3:00 tomorrow.
That's no great. Problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No bother. Thank you very much.
If I ring you back tomorrow and you're still unsure, take as much time as you need. This is about you. This is about you not being put under any sort of pressure to do something you don't want. You've had a lifetime of that.
Yeah.
It all stems from your time in care. So we're very aware that, you know, you need to make these decisions.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
Okay, Francis, I'll give you a call back tomorrow about 3:00.
Right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Francis. Enjoy your evening.
No bother. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.